want to think together about a new work, which is connected to Purim, which one has to think about that, where are we holding in it? And in order to explain that, I want to speak about something or ask a question, which is a little bit awkward because I do not understand both sides, which I will speak about in this question. The Rav Chaim in Shaar Gimel explains the Nevuas Moshe. And when he says Moshe Rabbeinu had a prophecy and a Nevuah out of Shem Hashem. And this is in the beginning of the 40 years. In the beginning, when he first got the Nevuah, he was told, I will speak with you from the Shem Hashem. And the speaking from Shem Hashem is that it's a Nevuah where there are no obstacles existing in the world which will make a problem to that Nevuah. That's why he revealed himself in the middle of a bush to show that even in a bush which doesn't make any fruits and does not really use for anything, there also Hashem can be revealing a Nevuah. And it said Moshe Moshe. Moshe Moshe means that there is no separation between anything out of his body. That's what the Nefesh Chaim says. Even the body wasn't an obstacle, nothing, gurnished. And it was Minabe out of a shame, which is called Shem Hashem. So this we do not really understand, but that was the Nevuas Moshe. But then he goes further on and says, all the time throughout the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu was growing in that aspect, till in the end of the 40 years, he reached the Madrege, which no one ever reached than him, and no one will ever reach than him. This is a Madrege that he was by himself, his own reality, was like bottle. And Shechina medaberes v'teich groidei. The Shechina was speaking out of his mouth. So this was always a very big question by me. Whenever the whole world is like, in a certain way, it's not existent. It's not an obstacle. It does not put off a mechitza from this Nevuah, in this Nevuah. So what is there a second issue, which is called me? I am also part of the world. The same way as the world, a bush or whatever it is not an obstacle. So my body and my own person is not an obstacle. So no, there are two things. There are two issues. One is the world and one is the person himself. Now you can't come and tell me it means this like very simple musar, which you say, okay, you are willing to see that in the whole world, but you yourself still are not willing to do it. You can't really say that because Moshe Rabbeinu had a nevuah out of that. And there was no psik time. It was Moshe, Moshe straight. Not like by Avraham, which was Avraham, and then Hefsek, and then Avraham. Or Yaakov, and then Hefsek, and then Yaakov. By Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no Hefsek. Moshe, Moshe. Because there's no obstacle by Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was in the beginning of the 40 years. So Nefesh Chaim says that you can't come and say, yeah, yeah, it's like not real, the world, because you yourself still think you are existent. No, this was a Nevuah which Moshe Rabbeinu got, and it was a real Madrege, and that was a necessity in order to get Teure. But there was still a development by Moshe Rabbeinu till he reached that by himself. Okay, so this is a thing which was always difficult for me. I don't really know how to explain that, but that is a difficulty. Now, we had a Matan Torah. And in the Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, got the Nevuah also in a certain way like Moshe Rabbeinu. And this unbelievable, forceful revelation of Hashem to the Jewish nation made them, they had no choice than to receive the Torah. And that's what it's called, Moidor Rabbe Loi Reise. It's a Moidor Rabbe. It is like you didn't really have a choice than doing that. That was the Maharal says, that it was out of this unbelievable, powerful revelation that there was a Maimoida. And now come Chazal and say that on Purim, we said, no, we want the Torah. But on Purim, we were not in this same state of powerful revelation like by the Mahar Sinai. So that, how can you say, no, we are receiving the Torah now, and that's good. That will make nullify this Moedor Rabbe. Why is it nullifying it? You are now like in a very different and lower state of mind. You don't have a nevuah. Hashem is not showing himself to you. So that was the way Torah was given, and no, we don't want that. So how can you make that this Moedor is gone? So it looks like to me that on Purim there was a revelation out of that Ness which was similar to the Matan Torah. What was there similar? The similarity to Matan Torah was that in Matan Torah the reality was not an obstacle in front of the revelation of the Borei Olam with the Torah. On Purim, we are seeing that fact, that the reality is not an obstacle, that the world should reach the destination 100%. You need the Jewish nation, the Jewish nation is needed, and the world will also be part of that, and the world will not be an obstacle. That's what is revealed in the Megillas Esther, that you took home on himself and his big stick, which is 50 ames, like a very long thing, you know, and he wanted to do that for Mordechai. He himself was on that. So the world will not be an obstacle. That's what you see. And that is, Taka, the Goen says, that someone showed me, the Goen says that it says in the Megillah, Kiemu Mashe Kiblu. That's called they were receiving the Torah again. But it says in the writing, it says Kiemu Mashe Kibel. It doesn't say Kiblu. The Vav is missing. So the Goen says they were Mekayim what Moshe Rabbeinu got. Why do you have to say they were Mekayim what Moshe Rabbeinu got? You have to say they were Mekayim what the Klal Yisrael got. So what is the singular, the Kibel? Because they were Ke'ish Echot B'Leiv Echot. That's what I would say. I would say they were Mekayim what the Klal Yisrael was Mekabel. But the Klal Yisrael was like one person, Ke'ish Echot. No, the Gon says they were Mekayim what Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel. That means they had a similar flavor as the words Moshe Rabbeinu. The world is not an obstacle, is not, by no means. The purpose will come out. But now, there is a second sugya. What will be with you? And in this sugya of Purim, your own purpose, that you have to work, that you shouldn't be an obstacle to your own purpose, that is a thing which is very much understandable. And that is a thing which is very much actually there. Because when we think about Purim, we think about Purim as we are riding the wave, you know. There's a big wave that everything goes with the Borei Olam. And for sure everything goes with the Borei Olam. And that'll be also part of it. But no, in that Inyan, we see it by Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't understand it there, but we see the thing. That there are two things. One is world and one is person. But over here, in this parallel situation, the one is the world, that is the Megillas Esther, but the other one is person. What do I do with my own destination? There is a problem. I could be an obstacle myself in front of my own destination. We speak about that every day in the Tefillah. In the Tefillah we say, Moidim anachnu loch shatu Hashem elokeinu velokei aviseinu lo ilom v'et. Moidim anachnu loch that you are Hashem elokeinu, that's for the whole Jewish nation. Yeah? And then you say, Tzur hayeinu, mogin ishenu atohu l'doir v'doir. You are a tzur hayeinu, you could say tzur is like tzayer, is like a drawing. In every single generation, over here you speak already about the generations, you don't speak about the whole Jewish nation that you said in the beginning. Now you speak about the generation, b'chol dor v'doir. B'chol dor v'doir, the Bira Olam is drawing a picture of a Jew. Because the picture from us is not the same picture as it was by the time when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. There the picture of a Jewish person was with Nevuah, with prophecy, with Ruach HaKodesh. Today we don't have prophecy and Ruach HaKodesh. So the Tziur in this generation is a different one. It's a big Tziur, it's a big picture, but from a Jew which is fitting this generation. That is Tzur Hayeinu Mogid Ishenu Atohu L'Doir V'Doir. But now you speak about yourself. Our life, our personal life, is in your hands. So when you learn by Choshen Mishpot, or you learn by Kama by Metzia, you understand that being in the hands of someone means that he can take it back. You call that Odugbe, that as long as it's in the hand of the person, he still can take it to himself. So al chayeinu amesurim yodecho, my life is in your hands, yeah. And now al nishmoseinu abekudo isloch. My neshama has a tafkit, but now my life and my tafkit is not fitting. It's not fitting snugly. No, it doesn't make like this. It's fitting. It goes like that. It's not fitting. My life and my pekudo, my tafkid, is not the same. They are not fitting. So what will be? Well, nisecho shebechol yom imonu. It's simply a miracle that the Bira Olam keeps us alive, because we are not fitting our own destination. Nishmoseinu pekudo zloch, and chayeinu mesurim yodecho, he can take it back any time. It's mosur b'yodecho. But this life, which is mosur b'yodecho, which is in your hands, is not fitting the tafkit. Al mishvaseinu b'kudus lach, not fitting. So what will be? Al nisecha shebechol yom imonu. It's a nes. It's a miracle. And this is self-work. We have to work on ourselves, that our own person shouldn't be an obstacle to realize my destination, what the Bira Olam wanted from me in the world. This is perhaps the deepest part in Avodas Hashem. You have to be open to that. And we don't. We are only open to our comfort zone. But we are not open beyond that. So I don't tell you, perhaps your destination is somewhere 180 degrees around the corner, you know. No. It's not something entirely else. But there are other parts which could be part of your destination, and you yourself are an obstacle. I give you an example. Today, besides the anti-Semitism, which is everywhere, there's also a big problem with these Haredi people, which they say, army or not army, that's a big issue today. Yeah? So everyone says it in a certain way, which is like offending, you know? You say no. We need, and I believe in that. But you don't always have to say what you believe, yeah. But you say no. We are, the real thing is the Torah, and the Torah is really doing this whole war, and the Torah will help us. I believe in that. But it is a very offending thing when you tell someone that, you know, you are going there and you are endangering your life, but I do the work, you know. This is a thing which it doesn't go over, you know. So I have another say. I think you have to explain that differently. We spoke once about that. I think you have to explain that there is a symptom of a disease, and there is the disease itself. And Hamas is a symptom. Hamas isn't the disease. Because 2 days after 7th of October, 2 days afterwards, the whole world was full with anti-Semitism. Hamas is only a symptom of this unbelievable anti-Semitism which is there. And the anti-Semitism means that Hashem, the Bore Olam, is not happy with our Jewish identity. That's what brings anti-Semitism. The answer of anti-Semitism is not that you should be assimilated. We went through that, and we went through that in Germany. The whole Nazi came to power in a place where the Jews were assimilated like nowhere else. But it doesn't help. Anti-Semitism is not the answer, it's not assimilation. And believe me, the students in Harvard or whatever it is, they are not going around and davening with a talus and feeling every single morning. No. They are simply Jewish, but not because of any, they are assimilated, but they are not about Q mitzvahs or things like this. They are Jewish. So that is anti-Semitism. So the Bore Olam is not happy with our Jewish identity. What do you do now? You shoot. You can take a rifle and shoot at anti-Semitism. What do you want to do? You have to strengthen your Jewish identity. So who is strengthening a Jewish identity? Those which are dealing with what the Jewish identity is about. Learning Torah, Gemilos Chasodim, being strong with your emunah, whatever it is. But this is the Jewish identity that has to be strengthened. So that has to be done because there is a disease going on. It's not only a symptom, it's a disease. Who is dealing with the disease? That I want to say. Am I obligated to go and say that? To go to broadcast myself? No. That will be tampering my stature. Could be, I am a mechitze. I am an obstacle for my own destination in the world. I am an obstacle. Yeah? And I have to work on that. So this is the second part of Purim. You can't only ride the wave and say, you know, the Bore Olam shows that everything is under his control. So very nice, I really believe in that, everything is under his control. But you are under his control too, and he had an idea for you, what is your destination? And you yourself can be an obstacle in front of your destination. The very parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu. There is one Madrega in Nevuah which the world is not an obstacle, but there is a second stage that you yourself are not an obstacle. That was by Moshe Rabbeinu, not understood. But the Nevi Shachaim says it three times, that those are two different issues. One is world, one is Odom. And now in the parallel issue of Purim, world is what the Megillah says. There will be for sure a place for the Jewish nation. You can't annihilate them. And the world needs that the Jewish nation has to be there because that's part of the tachlis of the world. For sure. But now, what's going on with me? Like by Moshe Rabbeinu. With me? I am riding the wave. No, you can't because there's another issue. You yourself have to care that you are not a mechitza, you are not an obstacle from your own destination. So that needs work. That needs work. That needs openness, that there are new keuches, new things opening by me, and new things, new areas could be open. Not areas which go in a very different direction, but in the same direction, but different areas. The way I illustrated myself, that perhaps I'm obligated to go and explain that to people which are outside of Torah. And not only stay with my nice Torah people, which I deal with them the whole day. Perhaps that's my destination. Okay, I won't do it now. Yeah? I won't do it. Don't be afraid. I won't do it. I don't go to New York Times and speak with them. They wouldn't hear anyway. But I don't do it. But who knows what is my destination? I have to take off my own obstacles in front of my own destination. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. So I think that's a very worthwhile thought that we could take out of Purim for our own avoda. You should have a good Purim, and everyone should have all the best out of the Purim and the big Yeshua for the Klal Yisrael.